El Señor esté con vosotros. Lectura del Santo Evangelio según San Mateo. Jesús, al ver toda aquella muchedumbre, subió al monte. Se sentó a sus discípulos, se reunieron a su alrededor. Entonces comenzó a hablar y les enseñaba diciendo, Felices los que tienen el espíritu del pobre, porque de ellos es el reino de los cielos. Felices los que lloran, porque recibirán consuelo. Felices los pacientes, porque recibirán la tierra en herencia. Felices los que tienen hambre y sed de justicia, porque serán saciados. Felices los compasivos, porque obtendrán misericordia. Felices los de corazón limpio, porque verán a Dios. Felices los que trabajan por la paz, porque serán reconocidos como hijos de Dios. Felices los que son perseguidos por causa del bien, porque de ellos es el reino de los cielos. Felices ustedes cuando por causa mía los insulten, los persiguen y les levantan toda clase de calumnias. Alégrense y muéstrense contentos porque será grande la recompensa que recibirán en el cielo. Pues bien, saben que así persiguieron los profetas que vinieron ante de ustedes. Palabra del Señor. I'd like to start off with an invitation for all those people here at this wonderful wedding by means of a personal anecdote. 7 years ago, I celebrated my silver jubilee as a priest. I was ordained by John Paul II in 86 in Rome, so I celebrated my silver jubilee and had two masses here, and the masses were pretty full. One mass in Spanish and another mass in English because my parents don't speak Spanish. And I got a lot of gifts, many gifts. But the gift that I like best is related to a gift that I'd like you to give to Mario and Marianne, with a little paper like this, about this size. And it had a few words on it. And I read, said, for your 25 years as a priest, I have offered 25 masses for you. Love, Mom. What a gift. And that's why she has a priest as a son. Okay? So I'm going to offer for Mario and Marianne, well, I feel so honored that you asked me to do the wedding, even more honored, kind of humbled that I have a bishop with us, is I'm going to offer you a novena. Novena in Spanish, novena significa nueve. 9 days, starting today, every day for 9 days when I celebrate the Mass, I'm going to be placing both of you on the altar so that when I lift up the host and the chalice, which is the body and blood of Christ, I'm lifting you up to heaven so that God will give you peace, and joy, long life, and eternal life. That's my gift to you. I invite your parents, relatives, and friends, could you join me in that novena? How many are willing? Can I see? Don't turn around, it's not too good showing. Maybe they don't understand English. Okay, good. Well, at least you got probably 50% of people here that are going to do the novena for you. The others, I think, will think it through. Okay? So starting today, we're going to be offering a novena. Now, obviously, you're not a priest or a bishop. Your novena could be a rosary, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, the Litany of the Sacred Heart, the Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who we celebrate today, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Or, better yet, go to Mass and offer up communion for them. Because in weddings, often it's the social part that predominates over the spiritual part. I think that's wrong. I think the sacramental part is most important. The sacramental part means we want to just inundate you with prayers so that you're going to have a very, very happy life together. When God sends you children, have very holy children that will hopefully become great saints. But a lot depends on prayer. Okay, my message today, I'd like to give a brief summary of who was possibly the greatest communicator in the country, if not the whole world, last century. And given that we have two Berkeley graduates, I'm sure you've probably heard of Fulton Sheen. I hope you have, okay? Archbishop Fulton Sheen. He was possibly the greatest communicator in the world last century. And he wrote a book for you. And the name of that book is It Takes Three to Get Married. I recommend that you buy that book and you read it. It Takes Three to Get Married. Who are they? Mario, Marianne, and Jesus Christ. Mario, Marianne, and Jesus Christ. If both of you place Jesus Christ in the center of your married life, it's going to work. It's going to work. I'll give another example. About 3 years ago, I celebrated a diamond jubilee. Know what that is? 60 years. I had to travel about 3,000 miles to do it. It was worth the travel. And after the celebration, that couple, we're sitting at a meal with them. They've got 9 children, 39 grandchildren, and they said this, "We never had one serious problem in 60 years. And they actually have a son who's a priest. That's me, okay? Not one serious problem in 60 years. Why? Because God was in the center. So if you put God in the center of your married life, it's going to work. Now, how are you going to do that? Okay, given that Mario's a teacher, so am I, I'd like to give you an acronym. I like to teach by means of acronyms. It's the 5 M's of a successful married life. Okay, are you ready? The first is morning prayer. And I'll translate it in Spanish. Oración de la mañana. So I've done the acronym in Spanish and English, okay? Morning prayer. Start off your day with prayer. And I would suggest you start off your day by consecrating yourself to Mary. And both of you have Marian names. Mario is masculine for Mary. Did you know that, Mario? Well, you'll learn it now, okay? It's masculine for Mary. I mean, Mary is your patron saint. And Mary Ann, your patron saint, is the Blessed Mother and the mother of Mary, which would be Saint Anne. Can't do better than that, okay? Maybe add Guadalupe to it and you'll do a little bit better. Okay, so morning prayer. The second M is meals. Now, in our generation, we would never sit down to eat without blessing the meals, but the younger generation doesn't do that. So pray before you eat. Pray a short prayer. And when you do that, you invite Jesus to sit down at the table. Bless us, O Lord, these are gifts, or be our Father, or you can maybe read a biblical verse, or and say a prayer in Spanish. A guy from Salvador said, this is a quick way to do it. Que Dios bendiga lo que caiga en la barriga. Okay? Short prayer. But you invite Jesus to sit down at the table. The third M is this. Mario and Marianne, they did the exercises with me. So they spent 10 weeks in which they were meditating on the Word of God. Every day, meditate at least for a short time on the Word of God. Very important. Read a psalm. Read a passage from St. Paul. Read a passage from the Gospel. How can we love someone if we don't know who that person is? Now I say our Catholic faith, we have a lot of rules, but it's basically a love affair with Jesus Christ. We have to fall in love with Christ every day. That's what will happen if you prayerfully read the Word of God. Okay, the fourth M is this. What is the greatest action you can do on planet Earth? Greatest action. Don't all speak at the same time, no? Okay? The greatest action you can do is the body of Christ, amen. So, Mass. Try to go to Mass, if possible, every day. If you're too busy, fine. But try to find, if you're living in the area, you gravitate to living in Southern California right here, we got 5 Masses every day. So if you can receive Holy Communion, that's the greatest thing in the world. Okay, here we're talking with a doctor, so I can use a little bit of medical language here, right? A doctor and a teacher. When you receive Holy Communion, you receive a heart transplant. Right, John? A heart transplant. Because you receive, what? The body, the blood, the soul, the divinity of Jesus Christ. What's the most noble organ in the human body? The heart. So every time you receive Holy Communion, you receive the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Nothing greater than that. So try to organize your day in such a way that you can go to daily Mass as often as you can. And if you do that, both of you are going to have the Sacred Heart of Jesus beating within your hearts. And you're going to be loving each other because you have the love of Christ beating within your hearts. And the last, the fifth M, is of course going to be Mary and the Rosary. Yesterday we celebrated the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Today, on your wedding day is the feast day of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Did you know that? They didn't know that. Well, now you know it. Well, never forget it. You are married on the feast day of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. What could be greater than that? So praise the Lord. So those are the 5 M's if you really want to have a holy, happy marriage that's going to lead you to heaven. And they are morning prayer. Second, you have to also meditate upon the Word of God. Bless your meals. Go to Mass and Holy Communion and love the Blessed Virgin Mary. You can do that. You're going to have a happy life in this life, and both of you with your family are going to go to heaven. So I'm going to pray that God will bless you today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen.